What's up, Hollow Cult?
It's Wednesday again. Hope everybody's having a good week. Hope the first half was chill, and the second half is also chill.
Even chiller?
More chiller.
More chiller.
The most chill. Thanks for hanging out with us all. Or thanks all for hanging out with us. Whatever.
Same thing.
Make sure you hit the like button on your YouTube there and the subscribe button on your YouTube there and your notification bell so you know when we have these little get-togethers and we all hang out. It's just a good time.
Yes, it is.
Just peeping the chat over here. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. It's glad to have you all back with us today. It's been a pretty interesting week.
That it has.
In our field. So, you know, we just dropped our 4chan whistleblower episodes, which was pretty interesting. I don't know how much weight they hold considering it's from 4chan, but I do think the timing's a little weird considering a little over a month later, we just had another one come out.
Thank you, John.
2 days ago.
Brother John coming in.
So I don't know how much you all have followed that, but it is very interesting. Very interesting. I will try to pull up the article here as we are speaking.
While you're doing that, I have a brain tease for everybody. Kind of more or less a twiz question. Somebody asked it to me on Instagram. Steve, you remember that video I showed you of Homeboy and the shadow person coming up the stairs, opening the door?
Yeah.
All right. So the guy sends me that video and he asks, very interesting question. He says, what do you think would happen if dude had a flashbang and threw the flashbang in the stairwell with the shadow person? And I was like, that's actually a pretty interesting question. Because for those of you who don't know, flashbangs are used by military and law enforcement and whatnot. Pull the pin, like a grenade, you pull the pin, throw it, creates a loud noise to distort whoever's in the room. Also produces a super bright flash to also further, you know, distort them and keep them from being able to, you know, attack people coming into the room. But the question would be, would that initial bright burst of light force the shadow person to dissipate, or would it basically have no effect on it? Yeah, I like that. A twiz quiz.
The twiz quiz. I don't know.
It's a weird one, right?
It is.
Logically, you would think that the light burst would dissipate the shadow person because it would force so much light. But then again, the description shadow person just comes from us.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually mean that it's a shadow.
It depends on what it is physically, I guess. You know what I mean? If it's not of this physical realm, it probably wouldn't have any effect on it.
Right. That's what JJ just said.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't
know. Good call, JJ.
It was interesting, the thought process behind it, because I was like, man, I need to invest in some flashbangs then.
I think you should, regardless, honestly.
I don't think you can buy them as a civilian.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
What about as a podcast host?
We might have more merit if we tell them we're paranormal investigators, hunters. Hunter sounds cooler.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with paranormal hunters.
Yeah. So we're going to circle back around to some of this whistleblower that just stepped forward here. Mr. David Charles Grush. Apparently he has quite a bit of military clearance, and he decided to just let the cat out of the bag. He did an interview with, I can't remember, the debrief.com, the debrief, I think it was. And he basically said that the U.S. government has intact, in possession of intact and partially intact craft of non-human origin, which is a big deal.
Well, I'd say
if true, a big deal, because that changes everything. I thought about this too. I'm wondering if there's like quite a few of them that are all like, hey, they can't get us all at once. Let's start dropping what we know.
Well, and then to go back to Collins Elite, right? What did it wasn't the Collins Elite. It was whoever wrote the report on the Collins Elite. Their main suggestion was that if you cannot put a lid on the situation, you need to come public with all the information. It needs to all be put out there.
Yep. And like, if you can find the interview on the debrief, watch it, because it's interesting. They ask him if we had recovered alien life from any of these, and his answer was, well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. He said, and believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it is true. And I guess this dude has some high credit or credentials, and like his credentials check out. Like, the dude is legit, and he's been in some top tier alphabet agencies. He's got a lot of clearance, so he's probably pretty privy to the information that he's putting out. And man, I don't know. He claims that he actually filed a complaint to whoever, like the Senate or whatever, that the Pentagon and other nations and defense contractors have recovered fragments of, quote, exotic origin, non-human intelligence, whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin, based on vehicle morphologies and material science testing and the possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. The materials include intact and partially intact vehicles.
Yeah, that's pretty sciencey. Yeah. Got a lot. I would like a dumbed down version.
I think it means UFOs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that. Yeah. That's self-explanatory. And real quick, happy birthday, Virgil.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Virg. Hope it was an awesome one.
For sure. But yeah, back to whistleblower dude. Obviously, the main question, why'd homie come forward?
From what I've been reading, he kind of just backed out of everything a few years ago and moved to Colorado and just became a real estate agent. Which I guess isn't that far-fetched for other people in the no-no. They just want to kind of get away from it and be a normal person for a while. But I don't know what.
Understandable. That's understandable. You know, dealing with heavy information all the time.
I read that he has done almost 12 hours of testimony in front of the Senate on this. So
when did that take place? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
No.
If dude is lying, he could be in some deep shit.
Supposed to be in deep shit, but we know how that plays out too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people testify up there and nothing ever comes of it. It's crazy though. Because you have a lot more than just whistleblower dude coming out, you know. So like I told you, there's supposedly another whistleblower that came out wanting to expose the corruption within the upper echelons of our government. And then you were telling me about all the fires. So it's just this big boom, boom, boom of shit going on. So, and I mean, realistically, with any one of them stories, in my opinion, is virtually worth looking into, like keeping your eyes on that story. But that those three in themselves right there are so fantastic in their own right that it would be hard to focus on all three at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I keep trying, like, I listen to little snippets of what Grush says, and I keep trying to think to myself, like, what does he have to gain? Like, what is he getting out of this coming forward if it's not true?
Well, you would think if it is true, it's more or less a death sentence.
Yeah, that's another thing. And if it is true, why didn't they shut him down? Is there so much going on now? So many just regular civilians getting evidence on their own that they just can't put the lid on the worms on the can of worms anymore. They're like, it's going to get out regardless. We're going to have to figure something out. So yeah. There's letting these guys slide. And I mean, it's been out for, I don't know, 48 hours, maybe longer than that. And nobody's really came through to debunk them. I mean, the Department of Defense, all they said is there's no verifiable information to substantiate these claims. They're not saying dude's a liar. They're not saying, they're just like, meh.
Sounds like he's full of it.
His verbiage is super weird too. He didn't use the term extraterrestrial a lot. He used the term NHI, non-human intelligence. So I feel like that puts a weird spin on it.
Yeah, that makes it more, that makes it sound like some type of alien AI.
Or something from other dimensions, maybe.
Yeah, that would. It is a weird.
Or it's the killer whales. That's non-human intelligence.
I hope that's it.
They're building crafts.
I hope that's it. I really do.
And attacking us.
Because we're screwed either way.
Yeah.
We're either way. Man. Yeah. That's another interesting point there, Ross. NHI sounds like AI, which is kind of what I said. But non-human intelligence also doesn't take it off the planet either. I mean, no. NHI could also be some type of artificial intelligence which would just be, I don't even know what would be more terrifying at that point. AI on our planet has somehow created an off-grid facility that is creating UFOs, or some alien artificial intelligence is interacting with us.
Man, I don't know. I'm just, now that this has come out, I'm just kind of waiting, like, to see if what dude is saying keeps coming out a little bit more and coming out a little bit more. It's, oh man, it is weird. And the term exotic origins makes it sound like it's not terrestrial. Like,
yeah,
it's not
a, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
And like the fact that dude said, he didn't say aliens. He just said, we found pilots.
Yeah, so he's tiptoeing.
His verbiage is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, because you would think, I don't know, man.
Can you imagine? You imagine being a military contractor and one of these crafts crash and it's there's a fucking killer whale in it.
That would suck. That would suck. I was going to say it would be awesome to be a military contractor and go out for one of these crafts. That would be great.
Until it's full of killer whales.
Yeah, then it kind of changes the thing. You just got like a fish globe on top of its head for water, so it just can move around.
And the rest of its body is just robotic. It's like a robotic killing machine.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like Free Willy 1000.
Yeah, I like that.
Sick.
Free Will 1000.
It's interesting. I definitely go and look. There's snippets of it all. It's weird because it caught a little bit of traction. A lot of bigger websites and a few news sources picked up on it. but it's still, it's almost like it went viral, kind of, but it never, like, it should be on the front page of every news outlet, period.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
This is a big deal, but it's not. It's not. So I would just keep, I would read it if you have the time. I posted the article in the Discord. Check it out. Listen to it, whatever. Come to your own conclusions and keep your eyes and ears open to see what happens, because it's fucking weird.
Speaking of, I had a dude from, shit, I apologize. It was either Ireland or the UK, somewhere over there. He sent me a video of those fucking metal balls everybody's seeing in the sky.
Oh,
those,
yeah, they're everywhere. Orbs.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I was out walking my dog, and I look up, and I see this thing, and he's got, like, video of it, like, legit video. He zooms in on it, and it's there. Like, you can't argue it at all.
And the crazy thing is, like, it seems new. Like, these steel orbs seem new, like, mm-hmm. as far as craft goes. But I was finding, like, unclassified documents that they are the most commonly reported unidentified UFO. Object in the sky.
Wow. You know what? And that was probably whatever. Remember whenever, what was that, like 2 years ago around here? Wasn't it just a little bit down south, people were seeing shit in the sky? Remember all these people were sending us videos of it pictures. And whatnot? I guarantee you that's what it was.
And they were saying it was like some kind of Google weather tracking balloon or something.
Yeah.
So weird. I see some people in here from the East Coast that is dealing with all the smoke from all the fires in Canada. That's another thing that's fucking crazy.
Steve just kind of halfway caught me up on that.
I just shared a video. I reposted a video to the TikTok that showed pretty much all of southeastern Quebec catching on fire this morning at the same time. It's a satellite image, and it's ridiculous.
It is.
It looks intentional.
Insane. There's no way that it's not intentional.
All the smoke rises at exactly the same time,
which is impossible.
It's so crazy. It's absolutely impossible. Battling them for a while. No, Alberta's been on fire for a while, and now, like, it's like hundreds of miles long that these fires started at the same time.
You literally, like, Steve's not exaggerating. He showed me the video, and you can see all the smoke, like, legitimately rise at the exact same time.
It's nuts.
These little pockets just everywhere. And they all boop, 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 almost the exact same time.
Yeah, if I can share it in the Discord, I will. I don't know how big the video is. I'll save it. But it's just a satellite. It's like legit satellite image of, like, the forest, and they just all go.
It's crazy.
I saw videos from Times Square. It looks apocalyptic. Like, the sky is just red and smoke filled, and it's, I don't know, maybe it was HAARP or some shit. They're like, oh no, the whistleblower came out and said that we have fucking UFOs. Let's set Canada on fire. Distract them.
I just see it too. These idiots in the war room, and they're just like, set Canada on fire. Set Canada on fire. Yeah.
It's the only option, boys. it's a literal smoke screen.
Yeah.
I like it. They're like, we can't distract them anymore. Go to code red smoke screen with real smoke.
And JJ says there's a volcano going off in Mexico as well.
Oh, one in Hawaii too. Oh. I think there's one in Hawaii that's erupting.
Awesome.
Pretty much everywhere around the United States is on fire.
Yeah, because I've seen, even around here, around St. Louis, the air quality, like, we've been having air quality warnings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's weird, because that must be something new, because I don't remember ever seeing an air quality warning.
What a weird time to just exist right now.
Dude, it is fucking super weird. Oh, great. Alaska's on watch for a volcano. That's shit. Fucking
they're awesome. Just sending them. They're like, you know what? If we can't distract them with all of our stupid government bullshit, we'll just blow everything up. Fuck it.
That's also not surprising.
Well, Dylan's building a war rig. So
good.
Yeah, someone set HAARP at full throttle. They're like, you know what? Send it. Send it. Fire igniting lasers. Send it. Volcano eruptors. Send it.
That's awesome. Absolutely. The fires have me more like just in awe over even over the UFO disclosure guy.
I'm going to try to share in the Discord
because it's real. Like it's real tangible evidence that you're looking at when you watch that video, like it's there. You can't deny that.
And the more you watch it, they start at the exact same time.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It would have all had to start so probably within an hour of one another.
Yeah. Like, and like
hundreds of miles.
And they most likely had the same ignition source.
I think they tried to set it or tried to push it off as lightning.
Okay.
Lightning started because they said they're like, that's what the guy looking at the satellite image just said. He's like, it's clear sky. I mean, not that lightning can't hit from clear skies, but like there's probably what, like 30 spots up the.
Well, that you at least that you see on that video. And somebody was saying that there's like 400 something fires.
Direct energy weapons.
I would believe that over lightning. But that would be terrifying that they could shoot that many at once.
Yellowstone is the final act. It fucking would be too.
Yeah, set that thing off.
I read that we'd be under like 8 feet of ash or some shit like that.
Yeah, that would not be good at all.
I'd probably still have to go to work.
Well, yeah. So wouldn't I?
Bummer.
I'll go climb trees and lightning. Okay. That's safe. That's safe.
Man, I don't know. It's been a weird week.
It has.
And the fact that most news outlets are relatively quiet about everything is also weird.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't really get to even remotely focus on anymore is news because we basically canceled everything. So,
yeah, you're not missing out on much.
Like, all I have is basically Amazon, and that's because of the wife.
Like, New York looks.
It does look scary. Like
the end of the world.
It's Mad Max up in there.
I'm one step ahead because my lungs are full of coke dust.
Ooh.
Sometimes you got to fight ash with ash.
That's right. Which I'd be one of the sole survivors.
I did have an awesome coke dust tornado at work the other day that I got a video of, posted in the Discord. Pretty sick.
It is pretty wild.
I feel like I need to negotiate some kind of new hazard pay when our next contract comes up because of the natural disasters that we're dealing with now.
I mean, that's fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like every week it's something else. And we're just like, like that's weird, but not that shocking. That's weird, but not that shocking.
That's exactly the world that we're living in.
Twiz, you were not the first person that told me that when I was taking the video. It only lasted like 25 seconds, but it was pretty big. Like it was probably 6 or 8 feet in diameter. If I would have just thought it through, could have just went into it.
Might have been portal.
Oh, could have. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm in a different dimension right now.
I doubt it because I'm still here.
Maybe you're Kyle from this dimension.
Well, when you start getting into that thought process, my brain's not functioning at that capacity right now. So we're going to shut that down. My brain can't handle that shit right now.
What's more believable, the 4chan leaker or Kyle starting an OnlyFans? Definitely the 4chan leaker.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
100% real.
At least now we have our answer. The 4chan leaker is legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have a mullet. No, not happening. Steve, on the other hand, he'll rock the mullet.
It's getting close. It's getting close.
Steve, you got to get that Alabama mudslide I showed you.
Yeah. That thing awesome. Is something else.
It was awesome.
Fucking call it the Hollis Guy mudslide.
There you go. That would be perfect.
It's getting pretty hot, so I don't know how long we're going to stick with it.
I think you should just keep it forever.
I can put the top in a little fucking ponytail. I look like I'm part of Mel Gibson's fucking battalion in The Patriot.
Yeah, and then John will match the hairdo.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I guess it's official.
Yeah, you have to do it now.
Randy says, fucking right, Steve, get the mullet and I'll personally pick you up my 2000 Camaro to run down cryptids with the T-top down.
It would be a lot cooler if you had like a third gen Camaro.
Okay, here's a question for you, Hog Colt. We're cruising in the 2000 Camaro, T-top down, chasing cryptid. What's playing on the radio?
That's a hard one. I'm going to go with Rat, Round and Round.
I almost said the Scorpions, but I did see like they were back to Apocalyptic New York. They were canceling flights to LaGuardia and shit because like you just can't see anything. Can't land a plane at an airport that you can't see.
That would be terrifying. I couldn't imagine being in that situation right now. Like just looking outside and just seeing hell. Like the sky being that color all day long would just be bizarre.
It's what a weird world. Rob Zombie.
It's a good pick.
He was playing on my way home. So I don't need a mullet in it.
Well, there's like the best best pick.
Yeah. Crossfade's in there. Dylan shouting Crossfade. I listen to Crossfade a lot and Limp Bizkit a lot. So Freebird. Don't Stop Believing. Love Shack.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of Rob Zombie fans in here.
Yeah. It's fitting. I'm not mad at it. At all. Kid Rock. Hell yeah.
We might have to make a Hollis Guy or Spotify list. Straight cult bangers.
I'm good with that. For when you're doing all things weird.
Yeah. Cryptid hunting.
Yeah, all things weird. Cryptid, poltergeist, alien. Or just being a fucking weirdo.
That tracks.
That's what I'm saying. I hope the aliens are coming.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in the fence that they're just gonna get fed up with all the upper echelon fucking around, beating around the bush, saying these are real, then saying they're not, then having people come forward and say it's real, and then them saying it's not. And these, whatever they are, interdimensional entities, aliens, killer whales.
Not humans.
Yeah. Non-human intelligences are just going to show up and be like,
I feel like at this point we can't be far off, right?
My question is, if they do just show up, how much are we going to believe it at this point? How many of us would be like, nah, that's CGI, or nah, that's AI, or nah, we created this, you know? I feel like at this point,
yeah,
we just cannot know what's true.
Yeah, I know. We're our own worst enemies when it comes to this shit. Like I said, I could post a legit picture of Bigfoot right now on all social media platforms, and I bet at least half the people would go, that's fake. It's 100% fake. CGI'd it. It's all bullshit.
We've advanced too much.
Yeah, that's actually Steve in a gorilla costume running through the woods.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, you'd have. That's how you would have to go into it. Everything and nothing. Like, what could they do to prove to us that they are what they are? Which I don't know if I want the answer to that question.
No.
Honestly.
No. I was thinking more like Mars attacks and shit. They just break out the laser guns and zap us all.
I don't know, man. It's weird. There's definitely a lot of...
There's just a lot of information going out there. It's all, whether it's disinformation or just real information, it's all so much all at once. Like, I didn't even get around to, and JJ hooked me up with the video on the whistleblower, and I didn't even get around to, like, fully watching it. Because where I'm at, where I work at, I have no service at all. And this week's been so busy with, like, ball games and stuff like that.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. So I've just, and it's one of them things where you'll check it at lunch or whatever, and then you're like, oh, I'll just watch it after work. And then by the time work ends, you've done forgot about it, and you're like, oh shit, I gotta hurry up. I gotta go to the ball game, get my kids and go to the ball game, yada yada yada.
Yep. 'Tis the season.
And I always have so much on my mind that it just consumes itself.
Yeah.
Like, Shauna was making fun of me for going senile because I took my medicine earlier, and then I apparently put my medicine in the refrigerator and just didn't realize it.
Yeah. You'd have been really fucked up tomorrow when you're trying to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably would have accused somebody of taking it who took my medicine. And then they would have opened the fridge and be like, it's right here, Dad. Oh, sorry about that, guys.
My bad.
Old man's going crazy.
So, yeah, I feel like everybody should keep their eyes and ears open to what's happened next. We got two whistleblowers came right out the gate within the last month. It's going to be interesting.
You think there'll be any more from this alien whistleblower guy?
The one that the just TV came out? One.
Yeah, the high-ranking one.
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. He's hired a lawyer, like a high-falutin military lawyer, to defend him if anybody comes after him, essentially. So
interesting.
He is definitely defensing up. Offensing up? I don't know. I don't know what your stance would be on that. But if they come forward and try to discredit him, I think he's going to fire back a little bit.
Interesting.
I think he's got all his eggs in this basket at this point.
Does anybody know anything about his personal life? Wife, kids? I would assume not.
I don't know.
You would think someone with that rank.
Google it.
that rank would not want family.
Unless that's why he got out. Because he's only 36. He's younger than we are.
Valid point.
Because if you think if you're single and you're in it and
how the fuck do you get all that clearance at 36?
Crazy.
That's insanity.
Yep.
Because that means dude. I mean, he had to have been a career military guy. Had to have been. There's no other way.
I'm trying to find his name again. I keep losing his full name. I'm just going to Google his name and see what that brings up.
Yeah, weren't you, how old's that story we were talking about the other night too, Steve, of all the kids going missing?
Oh, that's happening from like May 12th to May 27th.
So pretty recent.
Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
Like 30 kids between under the age of 18 have went missing and 26 of them were within 12 days, which is pretty terrible numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Even the police chief, 86 kids? What?
Wow.
You can't find
all in the all in the Cleveland area.
Let's look here.
But either way, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I keep seeing 27 and 30 here. It seems like it's a lot of just local news. Two. Chilling mystery is 30 kids go missing from Cleveland in 2 weeks. Cops say they've never seen anything like it. In the span of 2 weeks, nearly 30 children have vanished in Cleveland, sparking huge concern from local police chief who said he's never seen anything like this in his 33-year career. As many as 27 children have been reported missing in the greater Cleveland area, according to New Bern Heights Police Chief John Majoy. He serves as board president. He called the number of missing children whose ages range from 12 to 17 unprecedented when speaking to reporters. There's always peaks and valleys with missing people, but this year it is an extraordinary year. It says, for some reason in 2023, we've seen a lot more than we normally see, which is troubling in part because we don't know what's going on with some of these kids, whether they're being trafficked or whether they're involved in gang activity and drugs. He recorded that the kids were reported missing between May 2nd and May 16th. So a 2 week time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Well, yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think extraordinary is the word you want to use there, police chief. As far as missing people go, that's a poor choice in words. Because that's absolutely terrifying. But it's just weird how it just seems like the fabric of reality is degrading to a degree of just like where it's not even comprehensive anymore, where you just like you can't even comprehend what is happening.
It just, I mean, it doesn't feel real.
No, not at all. You can't. You just, that's probably the best way to put it is it doesn't even feel real.
Can you imagine if 20 years ago someone said a high ranking person with intelligence clearance is going to come forward and tell you that not only are these craft real and not of this planet, but we have also recovered pilots? I'd be like, nah, fam. That's not going to happen. But now it's happened. And everybody's like, yeah, that's true.
Anyways,
that's just Tuesday. You know,
it is weird that like you were saying, nobody, no major news sources outlets have ran the story, if that's the case.
There, yeah, there were some bigger ones, but it's almost like it went viral. Like it just right. started peaking. People were picking up on the internet and shit. But I read the chat and I get distracted.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying all my craziness comes completely sober. So,
yeah, I'm the only one of the duo that likes his alcoholic beverages.
There is no amount of spirits that could make my life any more crazy.
You say that.
I do say that, but I know it's not true. I know it's not true.
At least you're honest about it, tempt
the next weird thing that's going to fall into our lap. Our good old friend, Agent Smith, has absolutely not responded to my last email from like 3 weeks ago. So we're just going to call that a wash unless me and Kyle decide to drive to Mississippi. And I don't know. What's the worst that could happen?
I'm not opposed to it.
We get abducted by a bunch of...
How far of a drive is that for us? Wasn't it like 6 hours or something?
I don't know. Probably not that far.
I remember we looked it up last time and I couldn't remember. It was a little bit longer of a drive than I anticipated. But it wasn't terrible.
No, I'll Google. I'll MapQuest it.
We could probably make it in a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably pretty lackluster, but you can't say that we didn't chase the lead.
Like, I don't even... What are we supposed to do if we get there?
I think we were essentially having to be prepared to sacrifice ourselves.
Oh, well, all right.
If I remember the verbiage.
Clarksdale, Mississippi. Let's see how far it is. And... apparently, Agent Smith is messing up my internet. I didn't mean to click on that, but I did see that I can't remember who it was like trying to piggyback. One of the UFO Twitter guys was trying to piggyback off of this whistleblower now, and it's a whole big thing. Quickest route, 6 hours and 9 minutes to Clarksdale, Mississippi. Yeah. We could do a hollow road trip.
It would be bad.
And then I have to decide if I'm going to sell my soul to the devil to play the guitar good.
But we gotta get there before the corn is a certain height, too.
Yeah, and a certain day. I don't know if we have to be there on the day, before the day, how high the corn is. I don't know. Stop being cryptic. Tell us what to do.
Yeah.
And quit sending us codes and shit that nobody can solve.
Yeah, we're not that smart. Clearly. We're all right at best.
Clearly.
We are all right at best.
Kind of.
Some days. Well, we're about 45 into this.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Yeah. So, I don't know. Chat, what do you think about this whistleblower? What's everybody thinking about? I'll keep an eye on this while the holophones are trucking.
I know somebody's been hammering the phone.
John's ready to roll. He's ready to go to Mississippi. Me too.
Yeah, I'm not opposed.
I don't know if I've ever been to Mississippi.
I don't think so. Here we go. Welcome to the night shift.
Yo.
Hey, boys. It's taking a minute to get through.
All right, let's do this.
What's up?
This is Tom in California, longtime listener, first time caller.
All right.
Awesome.
I wanted to say what's up to my son, Ian, who's listening right now. But you guys were talking about shadow people earlier. And that was something I wanted to comment on. So I've had experiences from childhood to some recently as an adult. I'll talk about the last one. Because I remember you were commenting about a flashbang.
Right.
So I was actually outside at night, probably about 11 o'clock at night. I live out in the country. It's pitch black. I got a long driveway and I walk the dog's way out there. And a car's coming. So I happen to just look over and I see the shadow of what I think is somebody standing maybe in front of the car, and I'm seeing their shadow across, but I notice that it's not laying on the ground. It's standing up and it's walking. So I have like to stand there and look at it for a couple of seconds, because your mind feels like it's kind of breaking, trying to figure out what it's looking at. And the lights of the car were completely on it, lighting it up. So I don't think light will do anything to him, even if it flashes super bright or makes a noise. But it kept walking. And what snapped me out of it was my dog actually looked over at it and it startled him. And I kind of just jerked his chain and said, let's go, let's go, let's go. I looked over my shoulder and, you know, I'm not afraid to say it kind of scared me a little bit, because I didn't understand what I was seeing out there. I haven't seen anything like that out here in the country. Most of my sightings have been inside a house. So I don't know if light would bother him. It didn't seem to bother the one I saw.
Right. Did the car have any reaction to it that you noticed, or no?
No, I didn't see the car do anything. I don't know. It's a corner and it's out in the country. People are usually going pretty fast.
Yeah.
So they just kind of kept going. And I made a comment to my girlfriend, and you know, she made a comment about how she had saw something before. And what was weird was later that night, we're standing out there and joking around. I have motion lights along. I have three of them that come up the driveway to my place, and one that goes behind it. Two of them running up, and one that's on the side. And I go, ooh, if there's anybody out here, you know, give me a sign, joking around. And man, if the light by the street didn't come on, then the next one coming towards me. And I felt a breeze go past me. And then the light behind the trailer lit up too. And we just gathered our shit and went inside and didn't talk about it for the rest of the night.
Yeah. You fucked around and found out.
Yeah. out here's had, I've had quite a few experiences out here. They seem to be a lot. It's an old land out here.
Hey, Hollow Cult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
probably have a lot of spirits that run around out here. I mean, this is an old town out here. And, sometimes I feel like I back into somebody and I turn around and there's nothing there.
That's weird.
Just stuff like that where you kind of just go, okay, not tonight. There's one thing I did want to talk to you about, that I'm trying to get out there just to see if anybody else has seen it. I live in a big agricultural area, so there's a lot of open space without a lot of lights. And this was probably 20 years ago. I was with the mother and my kids, and we're out in the country doing what, young people do. And as we were sitting there, I noticed off towards the horizon, a light come on. But it's not like a normal light. It makes a perfect dome of light is what I can call it. Like the light went up and stopped and it didn't keep going. It had a edge to it. And there was three different colors and they were three different sizes. I believe it was a red light that was the biggest and it would light up. And it reminded me of just not a perfect half a sphere, but almost like a dome that would be like, remember the Jetsons, like the buildings they lived in, it had a glass top on it, you know?
Right.
Kind of a weird reference, but it was a perfect angle. Each one that was the red was the same size. Then there was a green one that was almost like a medium sized light that stopped perfectly. I thought, maybe the windshields making a halo effect or something. So we got out and I look and it's still exact. I just see it even better. And you can see where it's almost like solid light stops at an edge and it would like almost flicker out like a neon light. And then another one would come on in a different spot. But there was three different colors and they were three different sizes from large, medium and small. I got the bright idea of let's go see what it is because I've never seen anything like it out here. And I've grown up my whole life seeing all kinds of, stuff out here and I've never seen that. So we keep driving and I tell her to watch the clock because I don't want to end up with missing time. And, I'm driving. I keep looking down, and we're trying to get closer and closer to it. Being the country, you got to go down a mile, cut left, go up 2 miles, cut over right, trying to make it towards. But as we got closer and closer, we both started getting like serious high anxiety to where she was just like tugging on me going, no, let's not do this. This isn't a good idea. Let's turn around right now. And, she's always been kind of in tune with things. So I decided to, listen to her that night and we turned around. But I've never seen anything like it in my life. And I've done, research for years trying to find out what the heck it was. And I just don't know if maybe anybody else has seen anything like that. But it was like a solid light that went up and stopped at an edge.
It was
just really weird. I don't even know.
What were the three colors? Red, green, and what was the third one?
I want to say maybe a bluish or a purple.
Man, that is so.
It was really dark, and that was the smallest one. So over we have orchards and we have vineyards, and you can't tell maybe how tall it was. I couldn't tell you how far away it was to tell you how big it reached up, but it was really weird, man. I've never seen anything like it. And I watch every kind of alien, every kind of paranormal. I mean, I'm addicted just trying to find answers, and I've never seen anything like it on any show or on any podcast, except for maybe tubes of light, but that it wasn't the same as this, like almost half a sphere coming up. I don't know.
Oh shit.
Chris in the chat here says Tom, was this towards San Francisco Bay Area in 2003? I saw the same thing you're describing while outside of Vacaville, California, headed to the city.
That's funny. Actually, it would be the opposite way. It would have been east from, if they're from Vacaville, then they know where the Stockton, Lodi, Sacramento area is. And I was in Lodi looking east towards, you know, Nevada, so to speak. But it was probably, it couldn't have been more than 2 miles away from me. So it could have possibly moved too. And maybe 2003 could be close. My son was probably 2 years old, and I think he's 25 now. He's probably going to get mad, or 26. That's so, interesting. Those are my weirdest experiences. The light has always kind of boggled me. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I've seen like stars move along, you know, and I've seen one come float down. It looked like it floated down like a leaf. It went left, right, each time going lower and lower. And I've seen that somebody talk about that on an Ancient Aliens. And I was like, wow, somebody else. But it's this light thing that's bugged me. Everybody else has seen shadows and weird shit, you know, but this light thing, I've never come across anybody else that's seen anything like it.
Man. Well, maybe our friend Chris here has seen something at least similar to that.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
I'll have to do some digging and see if I can't find anything similar, at least, if nothing else, at least the same shape, you know?
Yeah.
I'll have to look around.
Anything would help. I mean, there's just so much shit that happens out here because there's just big open spots and it's just dark and you yeah. There's supposedly haunted roads around here. It's just really old town, old land out here. Just a lot of weird shit. Another one of my later, or it was kind of not, it's been a couple years now, shadow person. I was hanging out with the chick and I watched her looking over my shoulder to the inside, and I just kind of peek over like, oh, what she's looking at. And I watched a shadow, I'll call it a man. I mean, you know, it's almost like what you'd call a stick man. You know, it's like the guy on the bathroom doors, you know, or the walking. No real defined thing, but a head, arm, body, legs, you know. And I watched it go from her child's room into her bedroom and then back out into the child's room. And man, my jaw hit the ground, and it was the weirdest feeling. I stood up on my tippy toes. I felt like somebody shocked me with electricity, and three teardrops went down my cheek. Just one eye. It was so bizarre, and I could not move. I was so scared, and she's going, "What'd you see? What'd you see?" And I just told her nothing. And then later, she kept bugging me. I was like, you want to know what I saw? And I told her, I saw a shadow go. And she goes, into my bedroom and then back into my kid's room. And I was like, yeah. So she had saw exactly what I had seen. And when I left that night, she actually called me and said, are you still here? Because she heard me say her name. And I was like, nah. I went and grabbed her, and we went to my house for a while. And I'll be honest, I never went back over there again.
I wouldn't have either.
I was going to say, can't say yeah. I blame you.
No.
No, and it was right on a busy corner, so maybe we thought somebody had died there and just kind of stuck around or something. But it was just, I'd never felt like, it was like somebody stuck up electricity to me. I just went rigid. And it was just really weird. Three teardrops down one eye. Really bizarre. Never experienced anything like that either. And then it calmed down, but it was really one of the scariest things because it came out of her child's room. That is
creepy.
Yeah.
And she tried to go, oh, I think it was my grandfather that passed, and you know, and I was like, I don't know if he'd be this dark kind of thing, you know.
Well, I'm gonna draw the line at mimicking voices.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's a little bit sussy.
Yeah, for reals. Especially because I'd only been over there a couple times. So for it to, like, you know, pick up on me, and maybe that it picked up on my fear or something, I don't know. But it was the hardest thing, though, to run back in there and just grab her and her shit and go, let's go.
I bet. You know,
I really had to force myself to. But yeah, it's been really weird out here. But lots of experiences. I plan on calling in another time. Sorry I blew you guys up earlier, but
that's good.
To go to dinner.
That's good. And, that's what we're here for.
I'm not going to make it.
It is what we're here for.
Well, we got you, so that's the important thing.
Yeah. And one thing, too, I finally saw what you guys look like for the first time tonight. And you know what? You guys are, like, the opposite of what?
Completely. Every time.
Yeah.
Completely time. Opposite. Like, I thought Kyle should have looked like, you know, it was bad. Like, I had to laugh, and I was like, it wasn't in a mean way, but it was just like when you hear a voice and you think of what somebody looks like, so weird.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
We're used to it at this point.
For sure.
Yes.
We should just pull a Hollow Swap and just change our names and have everybody all fucked up. Think they're in a different dimension.
Right, right. And sorry to talk your guys' ear off, but you guys are actually the first people I've ever talked to about this stuff outside of, like, family and like, friends, like, close friends, because, you know, people tend to look at you like you're bullshitting them or something. Yeah. And you're like, come on, you've never had an experience. And of course they got a reason for everything. And sometimes, you know, you're just like, that's the most bullshit reason I've ever heard. But whatever gets you to sleep at night, you know?
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we're here for, man.
Yeah, and we appreciate that too.
We just try to be a platform for people to get their experiences out there.
Yeah, and I tell you what I do appreciate about you guys is you're about one of the realest podcasts. It's not a bunch of, you know, crazy sound effects and you know, it's two dudes talking to people and you know, I just appreciate your guys' honesty and realness and just keep doing what you're doing and giving, like you said, everybody a platform.
That's that much are afraid
to talk to other people. Yeah. But I'm gonna let you guys go and I'm going to go get some food.
All right, brother.
All right. I appreciate you guys answering the phone.
Absolutely.
And yeah, have a good night.
You as well.
Stay safe and stay weird out there, my friend.
Oh, I stay weird. All right.
Hell yeah.
You see guys ya. Too.
Later.
All right, bye.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man, these shadow people really have my brain.
Dude, same.
Going now.
Same. Mine's been from all these videos seeing them, but I guess we'll take this next call.
Hell yeah, we will.
Welcome to the night shift.
Yo, this is Dustin.
What's going on?
What up?
Not much. I've got a couple stories to tell you.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Back in 2003, that's when I was done with college. I was coming back from Mansfield. I live in southern Missouri, and we were heading towards Springfield. And right past Rogersville, probably a mile, there was a place that was being built called Jamestown. And it's kind of like a corner. But anyway, my friend Matt was sitting in the passenger seat with me. I'm like, hey, man, what is that above those trees? And we're slowly coming upon it. You know, it's like kind of a straight stretch before you get to the corner. And I'm like, man, we've got to stop. So I pulled over on the side of the road. And I'm not even joking. It's like a grouping of trees and probably, I don't know, maybe 30 feet above the trees was this black mass. And I don't know how to explain it. It was probably, I don't even know. It's 300 probably feet wide. I don't know. But the crazy thing is there was other people starting to pull over on the side of the road with me, and we all get out and we're just staring there, sitting there staring at this thing. It literally had no sound to it, had zero lights, just a black mass. And I mean, there's no more than that that I can tell you. We just sat there and stared at it, you know, and I'm not even joking. It just disappeared, made no sound, nothing.
Did it have any like definable shape? Like, was it round? Was it rectangle?
I would say like if you took a triangle and then you rounded off the edges, that's what it kind of looked like to me. It was nighttime at this time, but you could definitely tell that, you know, it was darker than, you know, the night sky, because coming into Springfield, you know, it's a bigger city, you know, you got some light glow. So only thing that we seen was just like a mass. And I'd say maybe 5 minutes, you know, on sitting on the side of the road, it was there. And then all of a sudden it was not, it was just gone.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And the fact that it, like you just saw it, it just disappeared. Didn't fly away. Didn't move in any direction. Just straight up disappeared.
Straight up disappeared. That's like, it's weird. One of those. Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, you see with your eyes and you're just like, what just happened? And we looked at the other people on the side of the road that stopped with us, and we're all throwing up our hands like, what is this? What just happened? You know, but we kind of just went along on our way, you know, back to, cause we were heading back to, our apartment that we had in Springfield at the time. So.
It's weird, man.
It almost,
but I do have another little quick ghost story.
Okay.
I can tell you. Yeah, I graduated in Mansfield, Southern Missouri. Like, I guess it's pretty, I guess famous for Laura Ingalls Wilder, whatever, you know, for a little house. Anyway, we would, back in the day, you know, high school and whatever, we would, dirt road a lot, you know, we just piled into my friend's 89 GMC Suburban, like 15 deep, and just go dirt road and drinking, whatever, you know, have a good time. But this was actually after this. So it was probably 2006, 2007. And we all, my friend Matt, the same guy that was in the car with me, and then another guy named Ben, we decided, you know, we're going to go hit up some back roads and, take a grill and a cooler full of beer and just go down and hit the creek. And we knew this one place that we can go down to and probably, you know, you kind of park at the slab and walk over. You know, we probably went a quarter mile down the creek and found a good creek bank. And we got set up, you know, it was still light at this time. And, you know, we're just chilling, you know, over time, you know, we're just having beers and whatever. And we had a fire going, and probably the water to the other side of the creek was probably about 20 foot. And anyway, at this time it was, you know, pretty much dusk, and I'm sitting there, we're all just kind of doing our own thing, just kind of chilling. And then I look up, and then there's this, what I can see is this horse staring at us with this guy on the horse with a handlebar mustache and a huge I guess 10 gallon hat, whatever. I don't even know. But I noticed it first, and I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, oh shit. Like, this is like a landowner. Like, what? I hope, you know, we're not here to, you know, do anything to the property. But all of a sudden, I just say, hey, Ben, hey, Matt, do you see that across the creek? And they're like, wow, what is that? And I'm like, well, I hope it's not the landowner, you know. And the more we stare at it, it was not moving at all. You know, all we can see was the fire glow off the front of this horse going up to the face of this guy on the horse with the hat. And at this moment, we were just like, hey, you know, we're not trying to, you know, do anything. We're just here hanging out, you know. If we need to leave, we will. And literally, this thing did not move. And we just all looked at each other and we're like, okay, I think we need to get out of here. And we put out the fire. We just literally packed up and just took out of there, you know, and we just took off. Like, we took off back toward the truck and we went back home. But the next day, we went back because we were, you know, like intrigued about this. And we went back to the spot, and where we were and where the horse was standing and with the cowboy, I guess you could say, it was not, how do you say, like, where the horse was not able to be there. There was a fence line right there going across right at the water line. So where it was at, it would not be, feasible for like a horse or a guy to be standing there. So we just, you know, took it as it is. And we just be like, hey, that was an old cowboy ghost, you know?
I love it. Were you able to make out any of like what he was wearing? Could you see any of his clothes, like if they were of the time period?
For the horse, it was like a, you know, it was like a pale looking horse. It was not a darker horse. The guy, it was like almost like a lighter shirt with like a, I would say like a leather, something, you know, something like a vest, I guess. And then, like I said, he had a mustache and then a big hat, and, you know, that was it, you know, like, but the thing was, it freaked us out because like literally made no movement. The horse never moved. He never moved. And that was it. So
that's awesome.
It's weird. Cause you always picture like ghost is semi see-through, right? Like when you hear the word ghost.
Yeah.
And the way you describe it almost makes it like you legitimately saw a horse and a man.
Yeah.
Which is just phenomenal. It's like, it really messes with the way your brain comprehends things.
JJ, yeah, says, it really does.
Reoccurring memory loop, energetic imprint on the land.
That's what we were thinking it was. You know, it wasn't really that scary. It was just like there, you know, it was just like, man, like we were like, we're not having it. We got to leave. So, but anyway, you know, I thought I would just share those stories with you.
Well, it's appreciated.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right, guys, well, I'll let anyone else talk. And it was great talking to you guys.
Likewise, man. Thanks as well, brother. Yeah, not far.
We're not far.
Yeah, buddy. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll talk at you later.
Stay safe and stay weird, my friend.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Bye.
The first thing that popped into my head with the the triangle was, it sounded like a portal, man. Damn, we're banging tonight.
Could have been. Also, I saw a lot of military fighter jets are going to that style too. Just real quick. Welcome to the night shift.
Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to call in. The first guy you guys had is from California up by me. sorry. I live in Vacaville, and my stories that I wanted to tell was actually from my dad's perspective.
Okay.
He lived in a place kind of between Davis and Davis and Sacramento. Oh, sorry, I'm super nervous.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so he lives in between Dixon and Davis, or Sacramento, sorry. It's called Davis. And the place he used to live, there was a creek that goes through it. It's called Peter Creek, and there's an orchard there. Well, the story I'm going to tell you guys is how it takes place in that orchard. And the last guy saw shadow people, right? He was talking about shadow people. And then I'm pretty sure he talked about lights too. And what happened, they were, my little brother, he was 12 at the time. And my dad and a couple of my little brother's friends, they go out to this orchard to get scared, because this orchard, we used to go paintballing out there all the time. And my dad grew up on that orchard, and they used to see things like, they used to see shadows. They used to see hands coming out of the ground. They used to see footprints that would lead from the water all the way up to the house. And then he told me a story about how he would hear footprint or footsteps on top of his house. So they were, it's just like a generally creepy area. Well, my little brother and, my dad are out there, and my dad has a toy hauler. So they're all making this really sharp turn, to go into the orchards right by the creek there. And, my dad tells my little brother to get out with his friend, so, they won't hit any trees or scrape their, you know, the toy hauler. So my little brother gets out. He's, him and his friend are looking, at the trailer, and they're kind of guiding my dad. My little brother and his friend start freaking out. And they run to my dad and they say, something's in the trailer. Something's in the trailer. They jump through the open windows, because they still have, I think there was five of them at the time, and they still had friends inside the cab of my dad's truck. So they jump in through the windows and they're like, something's in the truck. And my dad says he can hear like grunting, and he can hear the trailer shifting back and forth. So they look out the window, and my dad describes it as seeing a horde of shadows. Like horde of shadows coming from the creek up towards the driveway there. And he says they like gun it, because they're all freaked out. The kids are screaming. Everybody's like, what the heck is that? So he says he looks out the window and he sees these shadows start rushing him. And he says, like, the best description is just pure blackness in the black of night. Right. Like, so it's nighttime right now. They're looking at outside. These shadows are darker than the night. And he says he sees one of them drop his head and hit the side of the trailer. Like, it actually hit the trailer. They heard the impact. And then he heard three more impacts. Boom, 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 boom. And so they're gunning it. They're moving out of there. They're trying to go as fast as they can. It was also raining. I forgot to mention that. So they make it out of the orchard there, and they turn right. So as they're turning right, they're looking towards the orchard, and my dad says he starts seeing these lights that are coming from the orchard. But the way the orchard is set up, the creek, the Peter Creek, runs through the back of the orchard. So there's no way possible that these lights could be following my dad and my brother. It's literally like chasing my dad and brother. And as they pass the orchard, the second they pass the property line of the orchard, the lights stop. And he says, because I questioned him, I was prepared to do a like in-depth like conversation about this, but my nerves are kicking in and I'm like forgetting all the details. So I interviewed him like for 2 hours yesterday for this, but I'm just nervous. So he said once they hit the property line, the lights just stopped and they wouldn't pass the property line. And once they passed off, they were just quiet, in shock, had no idea what the hell just happened. And they didn't talk about it for like 2 weeks. And then finally my little brother's like, "Hey, what did you see, Dad?" And my dad's like, "There were like dark shadows." And my little brother and his friends talked about it. And then they all came over and they talked about it. And they're pretty scarred for life. They haven't gone back since. And what's crazy is the guy who lives there, he described them as three-dimensional demons. And we used to go paintballing out there in that orchard all the time. And we'd be out there until, I don't know, like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Once the sun started going down, he would walk up with his two dogs and he'd have flashlights and he'd be shining up in the trees. And we'd be like, "Hey, Bobby, what are you doing?" You know, he just seemed like a crazy dude. Because the inside of his house was like all lined with foil, and he had this big giant pool that he let overgrow, and it was just like completely green. And he's like, "Oh, don't let the cats get by there because the fish will eat them." And he had like these giant fish inside his pool, but he was just crazy. Like, we thought he was just crazy. Oh yeah, and his cement was covered in dirt inside his house. His floors were covered in dirt. And we were like, "Dude, Bobby, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just looking for those, looking for beings inside a tree." And we're like, "What?" Well, after that night, he said he, like, my dad got in contact with them. He's like, "Hey, we saw these things there, you know?" And the guy was like, "Oh yeah, those are the three-dimensional demons. I don't walk around this property anymore because of them." And he would, like, this guy would walk for hours in the middle of the night. And because of that, he was like, "I'm done." So I had to call in because the caller was like talking about the shadow people and then the lights, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I was planning on calling in, and it just felt like super synchronistic. So I was like, "I gotta call in."
What?
My brain.
Yeah.
My brain is gone.
I know. When I was gonna call in, I had two stories. My dad, he's married to a Native American. And they go up to the hills on her reservation, and she puts him under, and he has like past life regressions, and she films all of these. And she, like, he had a Spanish conquistador come through one time. He had a famous, super famous Mexican actor. He died in a plane crash, and my dad saw the crash through the mechanic's eyes, and he had no idea who this person was. He just remembered this like bracelet. And when the Mexican actor, when they crashed and they recovered his body, all they found was like a charred body and that bracelet. And that's what stuck out to my dad. Well, when they went back and they looked for this person, they were just trying to figure out who was with them. The mechanic, my dad's super fascinated with aircraft. He's like completely fascinated with aircraft. He'll look at plane crashes. Like, he's just like fascinated by plane crashes and all that stuff. And my dad was able to describe like what he was seeing. He said he saw the flashing lights. He was in an aircraft. They're going down. And he just remembered that bracelet. Well, when my stepmom looked it up, the picture of the mechanic that died in the plane crash looks exactly like the picture of my dad from when he was 18. And they died, and they're pretty much the same age. And I was like, "Oh my God," it just blew my mind. So I was going to call in with like some of the stories about him going under and seeing spirits. And he says he sees like balls of energy and they come through, and then they'll like present themselves as who they're supposed to be. He says he sees like a pool of energy, and he'll hear them, and they're just trying to communicate through my dad to my stepmom. And she like relays the message. And then my dad like basically says he forgives them or like passes off the message. And then he'll feel like just pure happiness. So he'll wake up crying and he'll just feel warmth. And he's like, "I literally watched them go to heaven." And he said the thing that drove me nuts was he said he saw there's always three beings that are up there with him. And my mind instantly went to the Bledsoes. And I was like, Dad, do they have anything on their chest, like a diamond or a triangle, like the Bledsoes talk about? And he was like, nah, I don't know, but I'll look next time. But he said there was three beings. And then he said something else. I can't remember. It was like something about balls of light and being light beings is what he, like, a direct quote from him. And I was like, Dad, you got to stop. You got to stop right now. Don't call them light beings. But
oh, man.
Before I go, my wife's about to yell at me and come fucking suplex me through the door because my kids are screaming inside. But I was always curious about, because I do listen to the Blesso podcast, mm-hmm. and I understand their point of view, and I'm also see it from through your point of view as well. I'm like, dude, this could be like a false kind of entity kind of like coming through. But at the same time, I'm like, it could be, you know, like, you know, it could be either or. I was just curious how you guys, I know you guys have had some things with the Bledsoe beings and had some weird shit happen after that. But just curious, as would you guys ever sit down with the Bledsoe podcast and like do like a mix swap or a podcast swap?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think it'd
that'd be freaking dope.
Excellent conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be. It would probably get interesting, you know. And it's just it's all points of view. Like as long as everybody can remember that, that's just points of view. You know, it's just sometimes people see things differently from outside looking in. Yeah, you know, than experiencing it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it could definitely be a good conversation.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say before I get off here and let someone else talk. You guys used to talk a lot about people having dreams about like apocalyptic wars or stuff like that. Has anything come through with that? Or you get any more information or any more people talking about crazy end of the world dreams?
They kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because we were getting tons of emails about people having these apocalyptic dreams and interacting with people within these dreams. And then all of a sudden, it just seemed like it all stopped.
Yeah, I remember you guys were talking about maybe making a whole episode out of it.
Yeah, because we were getting so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me talk. Sorry for my rambling. Super nervous. But
no, you did awesome. You killed
it. Glad I finally got to get his message out there.
Yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
All right. All right, guys.
Much love.
Night. Take it easy. Stay safe.
Bro, I'm trying to go Game of Thrones, this fucking army, shadow army, rushing at me type of shit. I'm ready.
The mental picture I have in my head of them just lowering their head and start running into the side of the toy trailer... It's terrible.
I'm trying to go.
I want to know what's going on in the orchard that's got all that malevolent energy.
I know. Like he was saying, hands popping out of the ground and shit.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Fuck the footsteps. I don't give a shit about seeing the water footsteps. You go walking through there and see hands coming out of the ground, I'm going to shit myself.
I love that he was just like, yeah, it's where we go to get scared. Why well, fucking say so?
Yeah. You got shadow dudes trying to flip your trailer.
This whole
they
didn't
care enough. They headbutt motherfuckers.
These shadow people, man, the more calls we get in about them, it's like,
dude, I'm telling you, it's got me hook, line, and sinker.
Do they absorb the light? Are they absent of light? Like, cause you hear people see them in the dark and they're like that they're darker than the dark.
Yeah.
Do they absorb it? I don't know, man.
Yeah, Jeremy, that's exactly what I thought. I thought of Game of Thrones and the World War Z zombies when they just pile into everything.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it's almost like confined to that area, because I said once they get out of there, it's done.
Really bizarre.
And Chris, who mentioned on the first UFO, popped back in and said, in a weird synchronicity, he used to live in winters along Poudre Creek, is which is what he was talking about. And he said Poudre Creek is a scary place at night.
Well, I'm trying to go.
I'm down.
I will fight them.
Let's roll.
Dude, that was a good way to cap the night off.
I
will say that.
I'm just in.
That was a fantastic way.
Yeah, and I want to know more about his dad and the past life regressions. And
yeah,
like, I love that now we've got like hollow cult boots on the ground on the other side. Now, it's because he's out there doing the work, looking for symbols on light beings, uniforms and shit.
Yeah.
So kudos, hollow cult.
I'm down.
Man,
I am down.
You guys brought some heaters tonight.
Oh, no, that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Heaters. They're all really awesome stories.
I love doing this.
Yeah. The shadow people, I'm with you. Like, I keep seeing those videos on Instagram, and I don't know if they're real or not. I have no idea. But it is so, and it's so weird because it's so creepy to me. But you see those ones where those little shithead shadow people peek around the door, and then that person walks into that room and turns the corner and puts the camera where they should be, and there's not nothing in that room at all. Like, for some reason, that just creeps me out so much.
It's like the hide behind.
Yeah. Mixed with the damn stick people we did an episode on, which is so fascinating.
We had a stick person encounter in this one.
It's awesome.
Like, what?
When they said stick person, I smiled because I'm like, no fucking way. No way.
And when last caller talked about the shadow lowering its head and starts running into the side of the...
Dude, that gave me the heebie-jeebies.
It gave me goosebumps. I was like, nope.
And then the fact that it's like it, and you legitimately felt it hit the trailer. Yeah. Like, it wasn't no just it doing this. It actually, you could actually, there was physicality to it.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what's going on that property.
Oh, dude,
it's like the making of a movie, man. It's like, oh, yeah.
There's fish that eat fucking cats.
Yeah, it's like its own Stardust. Like the people were saying in the chat, like you have an enigmatic old, like, recluse that lives out there that's tinfoiled his whole house shut, you know, trying to keep whatever's out there out.
It's so weird.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I love it.
I'm hella down. I'm hella down.
You weirdos. I just, man, I don't know. I don't know. There's so much weird shit.
It's so now, awesome.
Now I'm like torn on whatever these shadow beings are. Like, maybe they don't have anything to do with light at all. Maybe they're the absence of light.
That is a gross way to describe them.
Because I don't know, man.
Just humanoid, human voids. That's how I call them, human voids.
Yeah. Like, what are they? Because you don't hear a whole lot of positive encounters with these things. There are few and far between, but mostly it's not good.
Yeah, and a lot of them. Well, in the let's be fair, a lot of the quote unquote good ones are just kind of more or less creepers. Like they just look like they're not good nor bad. They exist there.
Yeah.
But it's still creepy because they're peeking around corners and shit, which is terrifying.
Weirdos.
That's what I'm saying. They're little peeping toms.
Weirdos. Oh, man. But it's about to get that time, Hollow Cult. Oh, I forgot to mention, I will not be here next week. My boys are in town. We're going to be kicking it next week, so I will not be here for the night shift. I'm not sure if Kyle's going to go solo, what he's going to put together.
I'll figure something out.
Stick around and find out.
That's right. But we will be here next week, so be prepared.
Should be gnarly. What else we got going on?
Hell yeah. Got homies from Australia in the chat.
Oh, dope.
That's crazy. I saw Ireland up there earlier, too.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insanity.
Isn't that crazy?
We have 73 people in here, and there are people from other parts of the world.
I love it. I love it.
It is awesome. Hopefully, my Australia friend, you got to hear that last call. Hopefully, you got to hear them all, but the Shadow Stampede was very, very cool. Super cool.
The Shadow Stampede. What else was I going to say? I can't remember. Shout out. I saw a couple of our friends pop in the chat. The AI boys were in there. Paranormal Trucker was in there. Bigfoot Society was in there. Definitely go and hang out with all those fellers.
Also, thanks for everybody who donated.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times if there's callers, we'll try to throw you the hang loose or metal sign, you know, to acknowledge it. But
yeah,
we do appreciate that very, very much. And what are the dates again on Metacon?
Oh, yeah. Let me pull up the
old next email. Month. I thought it was this month. I had my shit all confused.
Let me take a gander.
And there may or may not be a chance that we show up to that place. So it's always something to keep in mind.
Yes. Metacon, July 14th through 16th, the KCI Expo Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Go and check it out. Tickets only $15 a day or $40 for the whole weekend. We were there last year. Something was it Metacon last year? Was it the same thing? Probably.
No, it was like spirit.
The Paranormal and Spirituality Commission.
Yeah.
So definitely go check it out. It was an awesome time. And like Kyle said, there's a chance we may be there. And maybe we'll have some hollow goodies for all of you to check out.
Hell yeah.
We got 100 vendors, a bunch of guest speakers, workshops, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, Travis Walton's going to be there.
Yeah, it would be cool.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Check. Meet him.
Mr. There and Back.
Yeah. But that being said, thanks for hanging out with all of us again. Or hanging, all of you hanging out with us. And us hanging out with all of you. Another successful, wonderful Wednesday evening.
Absolutely.
With all of you. Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Iron Cheek.
Oh, that's, him, that's not good.
Him and Macho Man's probably putting on a show wherever they're at right now.
Let's hope so.
But until we meet again, check out all of our content creator friends and support them and check them out. Everybody's doing awesome things in their lanes. Check them and hang out. And stay safe, stay weird. And if a Shadow Man tries to headbutt you, you're just going to have to headbutt him back.